In February and March, our entire nation was riveted to news outlets of all types to hear how we would be impacted by the coronavirus that was already sweeping other countries. On Thursday, March 12th, Carroll County Public Health Nurse Sarah Schulte confirmed that one of the first cases in the entire state was right here in Carroll County.
This morning around 8 o'clock, which we had no positive cases of COVID-19 at that time, and at 5 o'clock, we had our first positive COVID-19 case in Carroll County. It's going to be rapidly developing over time.
Since that time, the updates from Schulte and Carroll County Public Health Director Nicole Schwering, as well as from healthcare experts at all of the local medical facilities, have been instrumental in working to inform and educate the public and working to keep the COVID-19 impact on our residents to a minimum. The death of George Floyd while being arrested by Minneapolis police officers polarized a nation. Peaceful protests and riots broke out across the country and in Iowa last June. The threat of a riot at the Carroll Walmart was the number 4 story selected by our readers in 2020. On June 12th, Carroll Police Chief Brad Burke says his officers were monitoring the location that had been closed down as a precaution. Although nothing transpired on Kitty Hawk Avenue that night, the threat itself was enough to cause a lot of concern for our residents. Just 1 week after two women brandished guns during an argument outside of a Carroll apartment complex that necessitated a lockdown on the elementary school across the street, authorities responded to a shooting at the same location that also involved those same women. An Ames man suffered gunshot wounds to his lower extremities in the early morning hours of October 14th, and the entire region tuned in or logged on to the Carroll Broadcasting website to follow the aftermath of that incident. Later that same day, the Carroll Police Department announced the arrest of 4 individuals. This included the 2 Carroll women who were still facing charges from the incident the week before, 30-year-old Camille Elise Garnett, who was facing charges of disorderly conduct, child endangerment, possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver, and assault, and 27-year-old Glenisha Janancy Myers, who was charged with assault and assault while displaying a dangerous weapon. Another woman, 31-year-old Traisha Monique Jones of Carroll, was charged with assault. Authorities believe the shooter was 31-year-old Cliff Derrick Urban of Hammond, Indiana. Urban was wanted on ATF warrants and extradited back to Indiana on the federal charges. It's not at all unusual to see people of this area rally around those who are going through difficult times or who have experienced a tragedy. The number 2 story for 2020 is an example of this, as businesses, organizations, and individuals supported a Lake City family whose 3 young daughters were injured in a house fire. The January 9th fire was reported at approximately 10 p.m. at the home of Chris and Kim Holst. Kim and their youngest daughter, Kyra, were able to get out after being alerted by a smoke detector, but the other 2 girls, Kirsten and Kendra, were trapped and had to be rescued by firefighters. All 3 were airlifted to Iowa City for treatment of smoke inhalation and burns. Local fundraisers helped offset the costs for the extensive care needed by Kendra, who suffered the most serious injuries. And the story that garnered the most clicks and interactions for 2020 was a bit unusual, but one that involved more than 50 individuals. In addition to a large number of people checking in to see exactly who was named in that article, many others voiced their opinion that there should have been additional action by Greene County and Gowrie law enforcement in punishing those who violated emergency proclamation protocols related to the COVID-19 pandemic. On Friday, April 3rd, those 2 law enforcement agencies responded to the report of a large group gathering in the 200 block of Kew Avenue, northwest of Peyton. Those more than 50 individuals included a large number of underage people who were consuming alcohol. 34, ranging in age from 18 to 20, were issued citations for possession of alcohol underage and released. There were also around 10 individuals over 21 on the property, and the renter was cited for providing alcohol to minors. The debate, however, was whether all of those present should have suffered penalties for the large group gathering when they'd been prohibited by order of Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. In these uncertain times, the one thing I can say with certainty is that it's a privilege to work with the residents of this entire region and to bring you the stories that impact all of our lives on a daily basis. Although we cannot always focus solely on the positive, it's humbling to see you turn to us time and time again when looking for a trusted news outlet. Our small news staff, myself and Assistant News Director Nathan Cones, thank you for that and look forward to 2021 and to sharing your stories. This is News Director Chantel Grove wishing you all a very happy New Year.